Pastor Rick Warren says that every word Jesus spoke was important and has life-changing power. There are seven words in particular that Jesus spoke during his final hours on the cross that hold the keys for finding fulfillment in your life, relationships, and even your career. Thanks for joining us here today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called The Seven Greatest Words of Love. In a few moments, we're going to tell you about a wonderful resource called the Journey with Jesus Deluxe Gift Book that shows you the significance of the 15 stops Jesus made on the road to Calvary. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Word of Love.
Can you imagine being Jesus' brother or sister growing up? He's always right. He never cheats in the game. When you say, but Mom, Jesus did it. Mary goes, James, you know he didn't do it. That would have been very, very rough growing up with a perfect brother who literally was perfect. I don't think I would believe in him either. But the resurrection would make a believer out of me. But he entrusts his mom to the care of John because John is a mature believer. Now, we're to give special attention to other people in our church families. Look at the Bible, Galatians 6:10. Whenever we have the opportunity to help anyone, we should do it. But we should give special attention to those who belong to the family of believers. And one of the things we're to do is give emotional support. Galatians 6:2, share each other's troubles and problems, and in this way, obey the law of Christ. We are to carry each other's burdens in the church. Now, there's only one way you can do that. Here comes the small group sermon. You need to be in a small group. How many times are going to say this? You don't really feel like you're part of this family until you're in a small group. If you got needs right now, and you got problems going on, how in the world is everybody supposed to know about that? It's impossible. But you get in a small group, somebody knows when you're sick. Somebody knows when you're in the hospital. Somebody knows when you just got laid off. Somebody knows when you're going through a tough time in a court case or a tax case or whatever. And you can be there for them and they can be there for you. You need to be in a small group. Okay, number three. If I'm going to learn to love like Jesus, remember this is the most important lesson in life, learning to love God with all my heart, learning to love others the way God loves. I have to care for my own family, and I gave you three ways for doing that. And then I must treat other believers just like they are family. Number three. Now, this one even gets harder. We're going up in intensity. To learn to love like Jesus, I must learn to see others' pain even when I'm in pain. Whoa, that's a hard one. I must learn to see others' pain even when I'm in pain. Now, that remember I told you at the start, you can't do this on human power. You can only do it with God's power in you. Friend, when I'm in pain, I'm not thinking about you. And if I've just had surgery and I'm in deep, deep pain, I'm not thinking of it's not my nature. When I'm in pain, I'm totally self-centered. I don't know about you. I want to be babied. I want to be pampered. I want Kay to come in and fan me with a duster feather, one of those things, you know. Peel the grapes for me, you know. Oh, and you don't, right, you don't. When you're in pain, you're so unselfish. No, you are very self-centered. Pain makes us self-centered. But God says, if you're going to have to learn real love, love like God does, love like Jesus does, you got to learn to see others' pain, even when you're in pain. Now, think about this. Jesus is hanging on the cross. He's in enormous physical, emotional, and spiritual pain, carrying all the sin of the world. And the fact is, he's in his dying moments. And what does Jesus do? He notices the pain of other people. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He says, the guy next to him, today you'll be with me in paradise. He notices that guy. And then he notices his mom. He's not thinking about himself, even in agony. You know, we typically pull into a shell and we become very self-centered. But the Bible says in Philippians 2:5, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. What does that mean? What does it mean for me to have the attitude of Christ Jesus? It means that when I'm in pain, I still look around and see who's in worse pain than I'm in. That's a hard one. How do you look at the pain of others when you're in pain? 1 Peter 4:1 says this, since Jesus suffered and he underwent pain, you must have the same attitude he did. You must be ready to suffer too. For remember, when your body suffers, sin loses its power. It loses its power. God says, I want you to take whatever pain you're in, and I want you to use it to help other people. I couldn't tell you the number of people Kay and I have been able to help since Matthew died. People who lost a child or a loved one to suicide or struggling with mental illness have come out of the woodwork. And I will tell you this, the way you get healed is by helping others. Is by helping others. Don't wallow in your pain, but use your pain to help other people. Learn, I must learn to see others' pain when I'm in pain. And finally, number four, write this one down. I must, to love like Jesus, I must meet others' needs, even if mine aren't met. And that's the most difficult lesson of all. I must meet other people's needs, even though my personal needs are not met. At work, at home, at church, in society. If I'm going to love like Jesus, I must learn to meet others' needs, even if my own personal needs are not being met. It is interesting to me, Jesus is hanging on the cross, and to the very end, he's thinking about other people. And he doesn't say, my pain is too great. I can't help you with yours right now. Excuse me, I'm being crucified. He didn't say that. Jesus, follow me on this. Jesus is doing the most important work ever done. The salvation of the entire human race. Nobody will ever do anything more important than Jesus is doing at this moment. Nobody. Not you, not me, not anybody else. Nobody will ever do anything that's more important than what Jesus is doing in this moment. He's dying for the sins of all mankind. And yet, even in the middle of this, he stops, cares for a criminal next to him, cares for his mother, and cares for his best friend. He didn't say, my purpose is too important. I don't have time to think about you. I can't tell you how many church leaders I've counseled who watched their family fall apart because they said, I'm busy saving the world. Pastors and church leaders that I've dealt with now over 35, maybe 40 years, who said, I'm too busy saving the world. I don't have time for my family. No. What you're doing is not as important as what Jesus did, and he had time. There is no excuse for you to say, I don't have time. You say, you know, I know my family's important, but right now I got to close this deal. Then that deal is too important to you. Nothing you will ever do is as important as what Jesus did. And yet even in that, during the salvation of the world, he makes time for the people around him. He really, literally was busy saving the world, and we weren't. You see, what I'm teaching you this weekend is the exact opposite of what our culture says. Kingdom values are the opposite of American values. American values says the more important you are, the less you are expected to care for individuals. If I'm driving down the freeway and I get a flat tire and the president of the United States drives by, nobody on this planet expects the president to stop and help me move a tire. He's too important. But that's not kingdom values. That's American values. Jesus said, if you want to be great, be the servant of all. And the greater you are in God's kingdom, the more serving you are. You take time. I don't want to brag on my wife, but I do all the time. She has had an international ministry, not just a national ministry. She's spoken all over the world. I remember one month, a few years back, she was like in four universities speaking in one month. She got home from one trip and she was wasted and wiped out. She immediately went to the kitchen and started cooking a meal for a family in our neighborhood who had a major problem going on, and she was just helping them, and she did it week after week after week. It wasn't like, I'm too important to help other people. What does it mean to love like Jesus? Look at these verses, Romans 15, 2 and 3. Each of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? I want you to write this down on your outline, okay? Look for Jesus disguised as a hurting person. In your life, look for Jesus in your life disguised as a hurting person.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Every year at Easter, we remember Jesus' sacrifice for us and celebrate his resurrection. Some Christians are able to travel to Jerusalem to walk the path that Jesus took on his way to the cross. It's called the Via Dolorosa, which translates to the way of suffering. Since you may not be able to travel to Jerusalem, Pastor Rick created a unique resource called Journey with Jesus that will give you a way to celebrate, reflect, and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. Journey with Jesus is a deluxe hardcover gift edition book with high-quality glossy pages and includes photos of commissioned mosaic tile artwork that represent each stop Jesus made on his path to Calvary. This is a great gift book to keep and study time and time again. And it would make a great gift for your family and friends too. We'll send you our Journey with Jesus deluxe gift book when you donate to Daily Hope this month. It's because of the generosity of people like you that we're able to share the certain hope of Jesus around the world. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this amazing study tool. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. There's only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Rick.
They may be at the water cooler on Monday morning. They may be at the soccer game. They may be the person behind you in the grocery store. If you want to find Jesus, they're going to show up in the hurting people around. Jesus is going to show up in the hurting people around you. Look for Jesus in the hurts of the people around you. The Bible says this in Romans 12, verse 13. When God's children are in need, you be the one to help them out. Get in the habit of inviting guests home for dinner, or if they need it, lodging for the night. I want to challenge you to do something practical about this message. Go out and adopt a widow Bring her into your small group. Go out and find, some of you are empty nesters. You don't have kids at home anymore. Or you're single and you don't have kids at home. The heroes in this church are single moms trying to put food on the table, work, and care for the kids at the same time too. How about if once a week you cooked a meal for a single mom and that one night she didn't have to come home immediately from work and rush into caring for everybody else, get all the homework done with no other help? That would be called loving like Jesus. Now, let me close by speaking to some of you who are actually in pain. And I'm going to take a minute on this. Because when you're in pain, it's hard to think about anybody else. You may be grieving the loss of someone you've loved, like Mary was grieving the loss of her son. And I want you to write down three things that you need to remember when you're in pain. Write these down. We learn them from this passage. Number one, remember that Jesus cares about your pain. Jesus cares about your pain. Even on the cross, when he was in pain, he cared about the pain of others. He certainly cares about the pain you're going through right now. So remember, Jesus cares about your pain. Number two, accept love from others. When you're in pain, you need to accept love from others. Don't shut yourself off. Don't build a wall. Don't suffer in silence. Let people know. And so if you don't tell people about it, how can anybody pray about it? How can anybody encourage you or help you? You need to receive love, and others need to give love. So don't hold back your pain. Don't say, well, I don't want to bother anybody about it. It's no bother. We're family. We are family. Families show up. Families take care of each other. You can't show up if nobody knows about it. So remember, Jesus cares about your pain. And be willing to accept help from others, accept love from others. Number three, look for somebody else to help. Yes, you are in pain. But I guarantee you, there's probably somebody else in the world in greater pain than you are. And Jesus gives us the power to love like he does. Now, let me just give you this last thought. Whatever pain you're in, I don't know what pain you're in. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I really am sorry. Whatever pain you're in. But you can't receive the comfort of Jesus unless you get close to him. Both John and Mary in this story would have missed the blessing of Jesus if they hadn't been close to him. If they'd been far away from Jesus, they would have missed the blessing, they would have missed the comfort, if they had just stayed away. God's answer to your pain is always at the foot of the cross. Let's bow our heads. Dear Jesus Christ, I know that there are a lot of people here in pain today. And we want to care about them the way you do. Help us to remember that you care about our pain. And thank you for these lessons that you modeled even in your dying moments. Now you pray. You say this in your mind. Say, dear Jesus, thank you for caring about my pain. I don't want to wallow in it, but I do want to use it to draw closer to you and to learn how to love and to help others. Jesus Christ, help me to receive love from others. Help me to offer it to others. I want to learn to really love, not fake love, not phony love, not plastic love, not shallow love. I want to learn to love like Jesus loves. But God, I cannot possibly do this without your power in me. Jesus Christ, this week, help me to pay attention. To pay attention to the people in pain and in grief around me. Remind me of practical ways to help other people. Help me to look for ways to offer emotional support. I know that if I care, I'll be aware. So put somebody on my heart this week. Most of all, Jesus, help me to look to you. Thank you for dying on the cross for me to solve my greatest pain, eternal separation from you. Help me to see others' pain even when I'm in pain, and help me to learn to meet others' needs even if my needs are not met. I want to learn the very purpose of life, to learn how to love. And I humbly ask this in Jesus' name. Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody, and why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We hope you've enjoyed today's lesson. And if you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Rick will be right back to close out our time today. But first, I want to tell you about today's special opportunity. As Jesus made his way to Calvary on the road called Via Dolorosa, which translates to the way of suffering, there were 15 stops he made along the way, which hold tremendous significance for every Christian. Since many of us may not be able to travel to Jerusalem to visit this place, Pastor Rick has created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus. It will give you a way to celebrate, reflect, and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. This book is stunning. It has a soft vegan leather cover, and it's filled with beautiful, glossy photographs and colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us. The narrative will give you deep biblical insight into the most important event in human history. We'll send you Journey with Jesus as our way of saying thanks when you support this ministry with a financial gift. You'll want to get extra copies to give as gifts to your friends and family members. This one-of-a-kind resource is available only through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. Just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. There are only 2 days left to get this awesome study tool, so don't wait. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
I'm so grateful that you've joined me for today's Daily Hope message. Many of you listen to this program on our website or on the radio, but I wanted to mention that every day's Daily Hope is also available as a podcast. You can actually set up Daily Hope to be automatically downloaded every day to your smartphone or your tablet or any other device. And once you do that, you'll be able to listen to Daily Hope anytime or any place. Now, isn't that cool? You can listen in your car or while you're exercising or even when you're doing mundane chores around the house. The podcast will allow you to listen to it whenever it's convenient for you. You know, one of our listeners shared this note with me. Pastor Rick, Daily Hope is great for me. I like to listen to it when I'm exercising, so this way I make great use of my time for my soul and my body. I know you're busy, and I want you to make the most of your time. So here's what I want you to do. Get on your smartphone or any other device and start downloading Daily Hope with Rick Warren today. And then I want you to write me and let me know how you like it. Thanks for listening, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program has been sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.